Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Shoftim, in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Beis, we hear about the following Isser. V'lo takim lecha matseva, asher sanei Hashem elokecha. You may not build a matseva which Hashem hates. What is a matseva? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says back in Sefer Devarim, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, that a matseva is an altar made of one stone, whereas a mizbeach is an altar made of many stones. Again, a matseva is one stone, a mizbeach is many stones. However, we can ask the obvious question. How is it possible for a matseva to be usher? Avraham made a matseva. Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos, brought korbanos to Hashem using a matseva. So how could the Torah say now that it's usher and Hashem hates it? So many Mefarshim offer various explanations. For example, Rashi on our Pasuk, based on the Medrash, says that although Avoda on Amatseva was pleasing to Hashem in the days of the Avos, it became hated because the Knaanim turned it into Avoda Zara. It was beloved to Hashem then, but it became Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha. That's Rashi. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1158, offers a different answer. He says that it became usher to bring a korban on a matseva once the mizbeach was fixed in Eretz Yisrael, either in Shiloh or eventually in Yerushalayim. In other words, only now is a matseva asher sanei Hashem elokecha, but before, in the days of the Avos, there was no fixed mizbeach in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore then it was not usher. That's the Rashbam. The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, suggests a third approach. He says, you can bring a korban on a matseva, even today, just like the Avos did. Nothing changed, but you may not bring a korban for Avodah Zara. And that's our pasuk. V'lo takim lecha matseva asher sanei Hashem elokecha. We understood that pasuk to mean, do not build a matseva because it is hated by Hashem. But the Ibn Ezra reads the pasuk, do not build a matseva which is hated. Don't build a hated matseva. In other words, a matseva for Avodah Zarah. And other Mefarshim offer other answers. Take a look at the Ramban and others. But a beautiful answer is given by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935. This is found in the Sefer Penine HaRe'ayah. It's found in Parshas Korach on page 283. It's also found on Parshas Vayishlach on page 80. Says Rav Cook, before the Avos came to the world, people saw various actions in the world, like rain, like war, or healthy people, sick people, planets, etc. And people saw them and said that they were chas v'shalom. There's many gods. There's a god of rain, a god of war, and the Avos, therefore, had a job. They had one job, as it were, to teach the world that everything is really all from one god. There's no rain god, chas v'shalom, and war god, chas v'shalom. No, everything emanates from Hashem, from His will. Everything is one. Everything comes from the one. From Hashem, there is nothing in the world besides the One. That was the job of the Avos. And as the idea of one God was spread throughout the ages and throughout the world, a new job for Bnei Yisrael was developed. In other words, once the Torah was given and Bnei Yisrael formed a new, once they were formed, a new national job came into being. No longer do we focus on the One, now the focus is on the Many. Everyone serves Hashem from his or her own place, using his or her own talents. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want. Of course not. We follow Hashem, we follow the Torah, we follow the mitzvos. But we do so now with the focus of Shivim Panim LaTorah. Everyone has access to Hashem. Everyone can get close to Hashem. And more than that, food can have a holy component. Working the land can be done in a holy way. We use the multitude of factors and contexts and circumstances in the world that Hashem gives us to serve him. And that, says Rav Kook, is what's going on in our parsha. Originally, the matzeva was beloved. A matzeva is made from one solid stone. Our service to God in those days was the focus on the one, on everything being part of that one. And then once the Torah was given, once the world began hearing about the idea of one God creating and being a part of the entire universe, then the focus shifted. Our avoda focused now on the klal, on the many, everyone, everything in that universe comes from that God and can serve God and should serve that God. And that's the mizbeach, made from many stones fused together. Our avoda now is that of the mizbeach, fusing many pieces and bringing them into the service of Hashem. Everything counts. Everything matters. Now, of course, these two ideas are two sides of the same coin. The only difference is the focus. We focus our avoda on oneness when the world or the Jewish people need that. And we focus on everything being part of that whole when the world or Klal Yisrael needs that. Have an amazing day, everyone.